Monday, March 24th. The lesson from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. In those days, Naaman, general of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable. For by him the Lord gave deliverance to Syria, and he was a valiant man and rich, but a leper. Now there had gone out robbers from Syria and had led away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited upon Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "I wish my master had been with the prophet who was in Samaria. He would certainly have healed him of the leprosy which he has." Then Naaman went in to his lord and told him, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said to him, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment, and brought the letter to the king of Israel in these words: "When you shall receive this letter, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may heal him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his garments and said, "Am I God to be able to kill and give life, that this man has sent to me to heal a man of his leprosy? Mark and see how he seeks occasions against me." And when Eliseus, the man of God, had heard this, to wit, that the king of Israel had rent his garments, he sent to him, saying, "Why have you rent your garments? Let him come in to me, and let him know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Eliseus. And Eliseus sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh shall recover health, and you shall be clean." Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "I thought he would have come out to me, and standing would have invoked the name of the Lord his God, and touched with his hand the place of the leprosy, and healed me. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, that I may wash in them and be made clean?" So as he turned and was going away with indignation, his servants came to him and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, surely you should have done it. How much rather what he has now said to you, 'Wash and you shall be clean.'" Then he went down and washed in the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. And returning to the man of God with all his train, he came and stood before him and said, "In truth I know there is no other God in all the earth, but only in Israel." Haydock Commentary. Leprosy did not exclude Naaman from court. The Hebrews allowed such to appear in public till the priests had declared them unclean, and other nations viewed the leprosy with less horror. Regarding the robbers going out from Syria and taking captives, eruptions of this nature were then very common, and regarded as noble military exploits. When the Greeks first became acquainted with navigation, they exercised themselves in this manner, according to Thucydides. And the Germans allowed their citizens to take from other people, according to Caesar in the Gallic Wars. Those who had been plundered were allowed to redeem their goods. The Arabs still maintained their right to live upon their neighbors, but the Christian religion has introduced more gentle manners. The cure for leprosy was deemed very difficult, as the disease kept gaining ground and destroyed the constitution. See Numbers 12:12 and Isaiah 53:4. The king rent his garments because the letter was written in a haughty style, and the king might naturally infer that war would be the consequence. Masters, such as Naaman, may often derive benefit from the observations of their servants, as Naaman did repeatedly. This may serve to correct their pride. The patient ought not to prescribe rules to his physician. How justly might these words be addressed to delicate penitents! If bathing 7 times in the Jordan had been an infallible remedy, there would soon have been no lepers in the land, and our Lord plainly intimates that the cure was miraculous. See Luke 4:27. The leprosy of Naaman, though inveterate, was cured in an instant. The church fathers discover in this miracle a figure of the Gentiles called to the faith by the synagogue, which is in servitude. See Galatians 4:25. St. Ambrose says, "Baptism cleanses us from all the 7 capital sins, so that no vestiges remain." The Gospel from Luke chapter 4, verses 23 through 30. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You will surely quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself. Whatever things we have heard of as done in Capernaum, do here also in your own country.'" But he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. In truth, I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elias, when heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And to none of them was Elias sent, but rather to a widowed woman in Sarepta of Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And all in the synagogue, as they heard these things, were filled with wrath. And they rose up and put him forth out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he, passing through their midst, went his way. Haydock Commentary. The proverb or trite saying that Christ quoted applied to such as attended to the concerns of others and neglected their own. How did Christ pass through the midst of them and go his way? Perhaps by making himself on a sudden invisible, or by striking them with blindness, or by changing their minds and hearts as he pleased. All commentators observe on these words that the evangelist wished to show that Christ worked a miracle on this occasion, and by it proved his divinity. This is the opinion of Saints Euthymius, Ambrose, and Thomas Aquinas. Saint Ambrose says, "We must observe that Christ did not suffer from necessity, but because he wished it. He was not taken by the Jews, but delivered up himself. At his own pleasure he is seized, and at his own pleasure he escapes. When he wills it, he is condemned, and when he wills it, he is freed." The most common opinion is that he rendered himself invisible on this occasion, though others imagine that he changed their wills or withheld their hands. When we observe the outrageous treatment Jesus Christ met with from the people of Nazareth, we are not surprised that he should shut up the fountain of his beneficence against them for their incredulity and return to Capernaum.